This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian shelling has killed at least 10 Ukrainian civilians and wounded 20 others in a day, according to the office of Ukraine's president. Authorities said Friday the new casualties included the deaths of two civilians in the southern city of Kherson and two more in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk province. The shelling took place as the country worked to recover from an earlier wave of Russian missile strikes and drone attacks. Ukraine is urging Australia to increase its military aid. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Australia is the largest non-NATO contributor to Ukraine's war efforts. It supplied missiles and Bushmaster armoured personnel carriers. A group of up to 70 Australian Defence Force personnel have also been stationed in Britain to help train Ukrainian troops. Analysts say the commitment of Germany and the United States to deliver tanks to Ukraine puts pressure on Australia to increase its military assistance to Kyiv. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
A global chemical weapons watchdog blames Syria's Air Force for a deadly chlorine attack. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A probe by the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons has established their reasonable grounds to believe Syria's Air Force had dropped two cylinders containing chlorine gas on the Syrian city of Douma in April 2018, killing 43 people. The watchdog's report offers the latest confirmation. The regime of Syrian President Bashar Assad used chemical weapons during his country's grinding civil war. Syria had joined the OPCW in 2013 under pressure from the international community after being blamed for another deadly chemical weapon attack. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Palestinians were marching in anger as they buried the last of 10 Palestinians killed by Israeli fire the day before. That's even as the likelihood of a major conflagration appeared to ebb following the deadliest Israeli raid in two decades. The raid in the Flashpoint Jenin refugee camp descended into a gun battle Thursday that killed at least 9 Palestinians, while clashes elsewhere left another dead. Gaza militants then fired rockets and Israel carried airstrikes overnight, but the exchange was limited. Japan and the Netherlands will soon join the United States in restricting exports of semiconductor manufacturing equipment to China, Bloomberg News reported. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
Sources said the Netherlands will stop tech giant ASML from selling machines to China that make advanced chips. The report said Japan would put similar restrictions on Nikon. A government spokesperson said Japan would make appropriate steps based on regulatory moves made by the US and other nations. The spokesperson did not comment further about the Bloomberg report. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte has said he expects to reach an agreement with the US on stricter controls. Sources have told Reuters a deal between Dutch and US officials could be reached by the end of the month.
Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. Hong Kong will soon consider CBD oil a dangerous drug, AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Supporters of the marijuana-derived CBD say it can treat a range of ailments, including anxiety, and users don't get high. But starting February 1st, CBD oil will be illegal in Hong Kong, and officials like Chan Kai-ho of Hong Kong's Customs Airport Command say there will be harsh penalties for possession, including up to life in prison and hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines. Hong Kong announced the ban last year, and officials say businesses that have sold products that contain CBD have had months to get rid of those products. I'm Donna Warder.
A gunman opened fire at Azerbaijan's embassy in Iran, killing its security chief and wounding two people, police said on Friday. An attack Baku has called a, quote, act of terrorism. Quote, the attacker broke through the guard post, killing the head of security with a Kalashnikov assault rifle, Azerbaijan's foreign ministry said. Video posted on social media appeared to show a gunman run past a guard post and force his way into the embassy building, firing through a door. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.